AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 20 months after one of the nation's deadliest mass shootings, the Justice Department is blasting response to the Uvalde school shooting in Texas. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
All right, we might need help. We got shots fired at the school, bro.
Footage from body cameras worn by Uvalde police officers revealed a tentative response, one which Attorney General Merrick Garland now calls a failure, saying three dozen kids and teachers were trapped in that room with the gunman for more than an hour. While officers stayed outside, the Justice Department report says officials showed no urgency in setting up a command post and that cascading failures in communications, technology, and training made the crisis last far longer than it should have, even as kids in the room called for help. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump is not in the courtroom in New York today as columnist E. Jean Carroll faces cross-examination from his attorneys. Carroll testified her life changed dramatically after Trump branded her a liar after she accused him of sexual abuse. Donald Trump was at the funeral for his mother-in-law in Florida. Pakistan launched retaliatory airstrikes against alleged militant hideouts inside Iran, killing at least nine people. The AP's John Gambrell reports this is raising tensions in the Middle East.
From the Iranian side, they have been trying to avoid a direct confrontation with the United States and Israel while still kind of keeping up their rhetoric and supporting proxy groups like Hezbollah, like Yemen's Houthi rebels, that have launched attacks in support of Hamas.
A Missouri abortion rights campaign is underway in support of an amendment that would enshrine access to abortion in the state constitution while allowing restrictions in later stages of pregnancy. Another campaign was launched to quash any initiative petition to bring abortion back to Missouri. This is AP News. The jobs market is still strong.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment last week fell to its lowest level in more than a year, 187,000 for the week ending January 13th. Overall, about 1.8 million Americans are on unemployment. What about all those dire predictions of a recession? Well, as the Fed jacked up rates in 2022, most analysts did think we were going to see a recession. But the economy and the job market remained surprisingly strong, with the unemployment rate staying below 4% for 23 straight months. That's the longest streak since the 1960s. I'm Rita Foley.
Spain's parliament voted to amend the country's constitution for the third time in its history, removing the term handicapped and replacing it with persons with a disability. The two largest parties in Spain agreed to the change in a rare moment of consensus. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.